Hi, it is Michael. Welcome to Exodus to the Kingdom. And I'd just like to ask you all to imagine, if you will, your Heavenly Father as the all-time high-flying eagle. And imagine, if you will, that you are his little baby eagle. And it's time for you to learn to fly on your own. And I'll tell you what, when you enter into the kingdom of heaven, that is exactly what's going to happen. You're going to see your daddy as the all-time high-flying eagle, and he's going to take you out on his back, and you're going to fly with him, and then the day is going to come when he is going to say, "All right, son, it is time to stretch your wings and fly." I got to tell you, man, it's really, really, really a trip, because he got to show me that too. But anyway, I just want to throw that out there real quick and to share something also with you and those of you who are familiar with the Gospels. And you gotta learn to get a little bit of a transformation going on in your mind and in your heart concerning the Gospels, especially Matthew and John. Because as you know, the names of the apostles, or the apostles' names are written over the gates. They are the gates to the new city. Well, when you have the four Gospels there, what you know categorically is that John is an apostle and Matthew's an apostle. And each one of those Gospels is a gate into the new city. So when you go through the Gospel of John, you're going through what might be really called literally the eagle's gate, because John's Gospel is likened to the eagle. So as you go through John, and as you are obeying, understanding, meditating upon all the things that John has taught us, all the testimony of John, all the things that Yahshua is teaching, especially when you get to chapter 17, and things that we ought to be praying, such as, "Oh Heavenly Father, I pray to be one with you. I pray to be one with Yahshua. We pray to be one with each other." You know, and these are things that we were instructed to pray, that we might enter into the manifestation of Yahshua's greatest all-time prayer for each of us, that we would be one with the Father, one with him. And to remember that he said, "No man comes to the Father except through me." Well, I got to tell you something, folks. The way you get to the Father through Yahshua, okay, is you got to go through the cross. And you get to the Father through the cross. And that's where Yahshua was at when he's saying these things. And when you go through him, and that means you're going to have to die to get there. Something within you is going to die before you get to your Heavenly Father and get a massive revelation of just how majestic and wonderful and loving and glorious and magnificent he really is. Because until that time, if you have never had the fear of God come upon your life before, you know, you're not going to have a very proper image of your Heavenly Father. But those of you who have had the fear of God in your lives, well, you know that the closer you get to him, the more garbage in you is going to get burned out. And the more garbage that gets burned out in you, as that's happening, the darkness within you is terrified. And seeing as how that darkness is within, you feel that terror. So the closer you get to God, the more the darkness within you is getting scared. And it's getting scared and it's getting scared. So you just kind of have to stand still and endure until the fire of God burns that darkness out of you. And once you get used to it, once you get used to that happening, it's actually kind of a trip. It's not that you're ever going to be just absolutely super comfortable, but you're going to understand that, hey, this is nothing to freak out over. You know, this just means that Papa's coming. He's burning some more garbage out of me. And you're going, "Oh, wow, I can hardly wait to see what he's going to pour into its place." And I wanted to share something else with you also. And this has to do with the Son of Righteousness rising with healing in his wings. And I've covered I've covered this in another podcast, but I want to throw this also out in that. And those of you who have an understanding of what wings really are, is wings, go out and get yourself a Strong's, or in your Bible program, just look up that word wings. And what it speaks loudly of, my friends, is the Ten Commandments. So when you see the Son of Righteousness rising with healing in his wings, those wings are the Ten Commandments, all right? And what happens is that, again, as I was saying earlier, when the fear of God really comes upon someone, let's say for the first time, what happens is that you are You are reduced down to your very, very, very essence. And at that time, when you're reduced down to your essence, you are going to find that when it comes to walking with God, it is all or nothing. And at that time, when you choose that you're going to give him your all, that all of you is for him, that you're not holding anything back, you have totally surrendered unto him. At that moment, at that split second in time, the very first commandment is being fulfilled within you. It's being written within you. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And all you got to do is go into Exodus or Deuteronomy and read it for yourself. And so when that happens, when you get to that place where that thing is being burned into you, he's burning it into you, and the light is shining brightly, and you feel the fire of God within your heart as that's happening, okay? There's going to be a span of time, maybe a month, maybe 2 months, maybe 3 months. I don't know how long, but what's going to happen is that you are going to enjoy a tremendous amount of healing that's going to take place as that commandment is being manifested within you, because you're going to come into a place again with your Heavenly Father that that all the areas in your life where you have suffered and oftentimes, and I'd say almost always, in ignorance, or let me put it to you like this. When that fear of God comes upon you, and it's an all or nothing, and this is what happened to me, it's like within each of us, when we're born upon planet Earth, and again, you know, if you've heard any of these other podcasts, I've taught a lot about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. All right, well, mankind right now manifests good, he manifests evil, because that's the tree that we were born into, okay? And I think you can all understand that. Well, the biggest manifestation of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is your conscience. That thing within your mind that is a governor that tells you right from wrong, good from evil, right? And so what happens is that there's almost like there's two beings within you. One that is kind of the evil side of that tree, and one is the good side of that tree. And so what happens is that when the fear of God comes upon you, and it's an all or nothing, you know, when he is writing that first commandment within you, you will literally see that there was a child of darkness within you that was leading you astray, that was leading you into the pit, that was leading you to destruction. And oftentimes, for those of us who have, we've been around for a little while, and those of you who have known anything like self-hatred, self-loathing, condemnation, self-judgment, self-hatred, self-unforgiveness, all that kind of stuff, you need to understand that there is a child of darkness in there that utterly despises the child of light. And he will curse that thing and curse the child. And you think that these are your own thoughts. How would you know differently? You don't understand, man, that the source of darkness, that the seed of the serpent is resident within men until they learn to choose the good, until they learn to choose life, until they learn to choose the blessing, until they choose to walk with their God with all their heart. And when in the hour that they choose that, our Heavenly Father is going to drive that child of darkness out of you, and you're going to see him. And it's like it was the dark side of your own nature. So that is one of the most powerful things that happens when the fear of God comes upon you, is that child of darkness is driven out. The evil side of that tree, that branch has been cut off. You still have to deal with the root of the tree. And that's going to be going on for the next however long it takes before he decides to inscribe and burn another commandment within you. And you know, he's going to do it the same way he did it with Moses. With his fiery finger, he is going to inscribe those commandments upon your heart, and he's going to write them within your mind. And that's why I say that when you get an understanding of the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N, not S-O-N, but S-U-N, the Son of Righteousness, that hot, fiery Son rising within you with healing in his wings. Well, those wings, again, are the Ten Commandments. And every time our Heavenly Father inscribes one, there comes a massive amount of healing. So for me, with the first one that he did, which was obviously the first commandment, it's like I had suffered from all those things, self-hatred, self-loathing, self-contempt, unforgiveness towards myself that I could not break no matter what I did, no matter how I cried out. Until, until I got to the all or nothing, and then every bondage I had in my life was broken. But what happened was I had been so wounded from self-thought, so to speak, from all the horrible things that I thought I was speaking to myself, you know, like hatred, contempt, despising, disappointment, despair, hopelessness, just seeing yourself as nothing but a worthless turd on two legs, you know, and stuff like that. And that does such horrible damage to us on the inside. But when that commandment is written within you and that child of darkness is driven out, at that point, your Heavenly Father begins a massive healing of your soul from all the wounds that were really pretty much self-inflicted. And when that happens, it's as though you come into an integration with yourself as to who you really are. And all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, that person that spoke all those things to me, that wasn't even me. That wasn't me. I'm the one that was born of God. I'm the child of light. I was the victim of all those curses, of all those hard, horrible, terrible words, not only spoken to you by yourself, but oftentimes they've been spoken to us by others also. So it's like those of you who have suffered like betrayal from a loved one, or being rejected by your spouse, or being rejected by people that you loved. I mean, these things deliver terrible wounds to the soul. And at that moment when that commandment is written within you, that's when you begin to get that indescribable healing that rises up within you. And like I say, all of a sudden you become integrated and you come into the beginning knowledge, the beginning of the knowledge that you are being formed in His image, in His likeness, and that you are becoming and it happens in degrees. Folks, it happens in degrees where you are integrated into a oneness with your Heavenly Father, into a oneness with Yahshua, into a oneness with His Word, where you're beginning to learn, oh my gosh, as a child of my Heavenly Father, I am the Word being made flesh. That was the seed that was planted in me, was the Word of life. And you are entering into, you're being blended, you're being merged into His Word, into His Spirit, into His life, into His likeness, into His image. And it is one of the most indescribable things that anybody could ever go through. And guess what, people? Guess what? That's only the beginning. That's just still the beginning. And so I wanted to share this stuff with you guys today. You know, before I go any farther into the Exodus, because as I've said in the previous episode, man, once the Red Sea parts and you get into the wilderness, that's just the beginning. You got a ways to go. But the wilderness that you're going to go through with your Heavenly Father is filled. It's filled with blessing. It's filled with healing to those who will obey Him, to those who will hear His Word and do it, to those who will receive His commandments and walk in them, to those who will do that. They are going to experience the Son of Righteousness rising in them with healing in His wings. I just want to add something very briefly. And somewhere in the midst of this podcast, in the very beginning, I'd kind of tripped over my own tongue a little bit. And I think I gave the inference that when Yahshua was on the cross, he said, no man comes to the Father but through me. Well, like I say, I tripped over my tongue. You know that, and I know that. And he wasn't on the cross when he said it. However, the truth is still there. It is at the cross. It is when you are crucified with Him that, and you die, okay? That's when you have entered through Yahshua and into the presence of the Father, when you have died with Him on the cross. And I understand, I had someone share this with me one time, or not share it, they said it to me. He said, well, no man can be crucified with Yahshua. They're not holy enough to do that. And it's like, oh, really? Well, then what's the point of taking up your cross and following Him? But there's something else that is remarkably important that I wanted to bring out too, is that in several podcasts that I've done previously, I've really emphasized the crucifixion of the inward man. And it is so indescribably important to go through this. And I want to assure folks that if you've had any curiosity about this, any wonderment about it, even an obsession about the cross, that your Heavenly Father is not going to torture you to death on the cross. That is simply not the case. It's not what's going to happen. You're going to be crucified in the inward man in this instance, and you're not going to be crucified in your flesh. You don't really need at this point to be crucified in your flesh, because every dirty, bad, nasty, wrong thing you've ever done is coming out of your heart. It's not coming out of your flesh. Your flesh is not evil, folks. Your flesh never was evil. That's kind of a fallacy that has been traveling around in various Christian circles for the past couple thousand years, but that simply is not the case. It's a heart that needs to be that is exchanged. It's a soul exchange that you get with Yahshua when you give him the all or nothing repentance that I was speaking of. It's go back to exactly what he said when he said, "But if you would save your life, you'll lose it. But if you will lose your life for my sake and the gospel's, you will find it." Well, again, go back and open up your Strong's, and the word life there is suke, and it's a soul, but they're kind of interchangeable. Nevertheless, if you would lose your soul for his sake, you will find it. And that happens when you are crucified with him. Anyway, so I just want to throw that out very briefly. I want to make that little correction that, yes, I know he did not say that when he was on the cross. He said it before. Nevertheless, it is true. But I'm going to tell you something else. It's that at the cross, when you are hanging up there, that is where you are being birthed as a son. That's where you're birthed as a daughter, is when you're being crucified with him and when you have died. And yes, you will die. And yes, you will stay dead for a little bit, and then he's going to raise you back up again. And this is not what everybody really thinks it is. The resurrection, the first resurrection, is the inward man. And all you got to do is go back to Genesis and read all about Adam and Eve. And they died on the inside when they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The spirit of truth was severed within them, and they lost their connection to the kingdom of heaven. Which is why they were banished from paradise. But anyway, so all you got to do is understand that Adam did not die in his body for another 960 years, but he died on the inside in a heartbeat. In the instant that they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he and Eve died right then and there. So the first resurrection that you're going to experience is going to be the resurrection that is within you. It's a resurrection of the child of God. It's a resurrection of the Son of God within you. And yes, that is a place where you're going to enter into a remarkable oneness with your Heavenly Father, a remarkable oneness with Yahshua. And it's an awesome place to be. And anyway, so I'm just going to leave you with that. And I'll get back to you in a couple of days with more on Exodus to the Kingdom. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.